And we've got a few minutes before our next break. Charlie and Buckley has a question.
Hey,
how
Dr.
goes it?
Johns, are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. How are you, Charlie?
Good. I hope you're doing well too. I have a question, a couple questions. One is about bilberry leaf powder. Is that similar to consuming bilberries, or is there some other function of a bilberry leaf powder?
Wow, that is a good question. I typically, most of the eye formulas out there on the market have a bilberry extract from the actual fruit. And but I imagine the bilberry leaf also has a lesser amount, and it certainly wouldn't hurt to include that. But I would, to really maximize the effect, I would probably use the bilberry extract itself.
Now, what would wheatgrass, I mean, a lot of people, would they use that in, barley grass powder? Would they be putting that into a drink or something?
Well, that's a possibility. Now, your green powders typically have a lot of chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is a very powerful detox agent for our bodies. When you look at a chlorophyll molecule and compare that to a red blood cell, really the only difference is the chlorophyll has magnesium in it and the red blood cell has iron. So it's a very useful product, and you know, there's a lot of good research showing that by taking different green powders, it really supports your blood count and detox efforts. And barley is a little, you want to be a little careful if you're gluten sensitive. However, barley is considered a gluten grain, so there might be traces of gluten in there. You want to be careful of that. But otherwise, other green products, you know, that are labeled gluten-free can be quite good.
Sure. I have no problem with the gluten business or anything like that. I mean, and then I also, with Dr. Wright, you know, suggesting about donating blood, right off the bat, my cholesterol just started dropping. And I want to let you know that, tell him, I mean, that's amazing how much my cholesterol dropped just by donating blood.
It's such a powerful treatment for your cardiovascular system. And I'm sure you've heard this on the show before, but donating blood drops your mortality rate for men 80%, all causes of mortality. So it's really
right,
something
right.
You can easily do, and it benefits the community. And
Sure. And the thing is, I can look in the mirror, feel, it's almost like a fountain of youth. You know, I mean, you feel so much, you know, more invigorated and stuff. So,
You've got all those fresh red blood cells circulating now. That's great.
You bet. I know you're a naturopath. Have you ever had anybody that you've examined or helped that has any kind of a lower GI problem that could cause pain radiating in a person's leg?
Feasibly, yes. If there was some kind of blockage or pressure on the nerve pathways, you know, coming through the pelvis. I would encourage you to get that checked out.
How would you check that out, you think? I mean, would you check it out with an MRI? An X-ray really wouldn't show anything, or sonogram, or...
Well, how is that affecting your GI tract?
Well, no. It's not me. It's my wife. And it's like she actually goes to a cardiovascular a deal, you know, appointment where they check all their arteries and that, because years ago she had a angioplasty put into one leg. That's what was causing all the pain. It wasn't a new back surgery, which she had, didn't help. But anyway, so she gets all that checked with, I guess, the sonogram. And like this last time, it just hurt the heck out of her. It took like 3 hours. But, you know, I figured if they seen any kind of blockage or something like that, that's why I'm asking you. And I'm not making it so that you got to be committed, just like your opinion, that what way, you know what I mean? Who's the guy you got to go see? A gastrointestinologist, a nerve doctor, you know?
Well, you know, I would recommend seeing an internist, and they might be able to more differentiate the source of the problem, rather than going to a specialist. But, you know, and sometimes you can go to a primary care doc and at least get an idea of what tests you need to run. She might be able to get away with an ultrasound, or MRI might be more definitive.
Right.
But, okay, yeah, that is a little tricky to figure out, for sure.
Sure. I appreciate your you telling me your opinion on that. I appreciate everything you do. You and Doc Bright, you're really you're great to hear. Be able to hear on the radio, and I hope you have a nice weekend too.
Thank you, Charlie. All right, you take care.